We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Boy, we had so much stuff. Dom Giordano's show with Rudy Giuliani. It's unbelievable, the stuff that he was getting into today as he comes to Philadelphia, that we didn't even get to Amy Coney Barrett. But we're going to do that with the Trump 2020 senior legal advisor. You see her many, many times on Fox and even CNN and other places. Jenna Ellis joins us again here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Jenna, how's it going so far? Any bloodletting in the first hour?
Well, not so far, but it appears that the Democrats brought oral arguments to advocate for Obamacare and policy and activism. And so I think that they don't understand that they're in the wrong hearing. This is the Judiciary Committee for the Senate to approve a confirmation of a judicial nominee. This is not a courtroom. So I think the Democrats are a little confused this morning.
Well, and the opening statement over the weekend on Twitter, which was perfectly what she's going to do, the policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches, elected by and accountable to the people. The public should not expect courts to do so, and courts should not try, or I would even put in even try. That's rock solid. That's what we want.
Absolutely. And Amy Barrett, as a current judge, as a former law professor, understands that the role of the judicial branch is not a policymaker, is not an activist. It's not to be the third political branch of government. It's supposed to be independent, unbiased, and actually judicial. And that's what really sets her apart from what the Democrats are wanting, and really the reason that they are so concerned and so opposed to her confirmation is because, guess what? She actually wants to be a judge. And that's what conservatism and originalism actually means in the context of the judicial branch. You're a judge, not a policymaker.
Well, put on your prediction hat, Jenna, if you can. You know, everything points to they're not going to do what they did before with the guy who was the Knights of Columbus, or with Amy, with Dianne Feinstein. They got to know that's a mission that can't be accomplished. But there's so many of them here on the Democrat side. Blumenthal is the one that might break, that they almost can't help themselves. Even though they know strategically you can't attack a person's religion, particularly someone this calm, this well thought of by everybody at Notre Dame and everywhere she goes, this brilliant, a woman with seven kids. And yet I'm predicting one of them is going to try to dip their toe in there and get started on that.
Yeah, and I definitely think that her faith, unfortunately, will come up, which, of course, you know, we have in the Constitution that there shall be no religious test for any federal officer. That, of course, includes judicial nominees. But the Democrats are going to go there. We may not have as fiery of an exchange as we had the last time in Amy Barrett's confirmation hearing to the circuit court with that comment from Feinstein, the dogma lies loudly within you. That was completely inappropriate. That's actually what propelled Amy Barrett into the national conscience, because we saw and were so offended by the fact that somehow Dianne Feinstein thinks that it's impermissible that you can actually be a Christian and also serve on the bench. That's completely antithetical to our entire system of government. And I do think that the Democrats are going to have to be careful here, because they recognize that the election is only 3 weeks away. They don't want to do what they did in 2018 with Brett Kavanaugh. In any sense of that entire mess of a confirmation that they made it. But I do think that they are going to try to score cheap political points here. And so we'll just see how far they get in screwing themselves over.
Now, maybe it's inside baseball a little bit, but I'll tell listeners to be aware of it. I predict the signals are given, and you're actually helping the quarterback this. We're talking with Jenna Ellis from the Trump campaign, top legal advisor. The issue of precedent, and you can't overthrow precedent. They're going to try to drill down smarter than the room. And over the weekend, people like me crystallized around the idea on Twitter. Yeah, what about Brown versus the Board of Education? Was that a precedent? What was going on in the South, separate but equal, that we should have rolled over and followed? I think this can be flicked away pretty easily. Is that an angle of attack where they're probably going to go? Because abortion is what this is all about in the end.
Of course it is. And, you know, unfortunately, they want to misrepresent what the Supreme Court and what the judicial branch is obligated and mandated by the Constitution to do. And you're right. It's only because they want to make sure that Roe versus Wade remains intact. And that case, by the way, did not even stand for the proposition and never held that abortion is a constitutional right. That's a left-wing talking point that's absolutely not true. What Roe versus Wade said is that women have a right to privacy,
yes,
in some of their healthcare decision-making, which covers some abortions in some circumstances. But the court also recognized that the government has a compelling interest in protecting life. And with the advancements of technology that we've made with ultrasounds, which showing fetal heartbeats as early as 5 weeks, if the Roe court were sitting today, they would not have made the same decision in terms of balancing those interests as they did in 1973. So that case is completely different in its actual holding than what the Democrats are trying to suggest that it means. But further than that, it's the Constitution that is what the judicial branch is designed and mandated to uphold. They are not mandated to uphold precedent. That's a consideration that goes into their decision making. But of course they can overturn precedent when it conflicts with the ultimate rule of law, which is the U.S. Constitution.
And there you just pointed out something brilliant there, too. Something where there is some new evidence, and that is called science in this, what you pointed out around abortion. Certainly, you could overrule a so-called precedent, which is phony anyhow. I agree with you. That's not what it said. But due to that new finding, certainly that's a very credible way to overturn it if necessary.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of different ways as well, because, even in terms of saying that this is not a federal question, it should be determined by the state. A very similar line of reasoning that the dissenters in the Obergefell decision, which I think is also going to come up, of course, the same-sex marriage decision, that you don't get federal marriage licenses. That has always belonged to the states, and the states should be able to determine for themselves where they provide marriage licenses. And upwards of 30 states had made constitutional amendments to say that they only recognize a marriage between one biological man and one biological woman. And that's what the court overstepped in overturning. And so there's a lot more nuance. There's a lot more law. There's a lot more analysis. And ultimately, there is the U.S. Constitution. That's what the Democrats don't get into. And that's what Amy Barrett, I think, is going to highlight. And that's also what conservatives need to highlight when we're pushing back on this. It's not as simple as just you can't overturn precedent, because we don't live under the tyranny of nine robed justices. We live under the U.S. Constitution as the supreme law of the land.
Parting question for you, too. I'm hoping, aside from getting her confirmed and showcasing her brilliance and what a great choice this was, that this will get people thinking about the Supreme Court en masse this week, and Joe Biden will ultimately crack if the president can be disciplined on this about answering the question about the Supreme Court. Jenna, this has broken through with people. I'm very happy that they at least believe, Democrats, that the average American knows what that means and will not stand for packing the court.
Yeah, absolutely. So packing the court is very different. That would be expanding the number of seats. We know that, and they're trying to say that just filling vacancies is somehow court packing. That's ridiculous. And the fact that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will not even dignify the American people by telling them their viewpoints and policy perspectives before an election is outright shameful. And it is so offensive to the American voters, because we, the people, have the sovereign right in America to select and prefer who we put in office. And if Joe Biden won't tell us his policy positions on something that is so fundamental to the U.S. Constitution, that absolutely shows that he's unfit for that office, and that he sees himself as the dictator, rather than understanding that we, the people, are the ones that have the opportunity to vote or not for him.
Exactly. Jenna Ellis, thank you, Jenna, very, very much. And just tell the president here on the front lines, that's the number one thing people are talking about, that he will not answer this question. I mean, we're a pretty good barometer of it, and we're starting to even see some members of the liberal media gently somewhat ask that question. Can't get away with this before the election.
Good. Well, vote for Trump out there in Pennsylvania. We really appreciate all of the support, and we hope that we'll take Pennsylvania for Trump and four more years.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.